You're with SBS Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Sumit Kaur from SBS Audio, and today we have with us the renowned star finalist of the MasterChef Australia Season 13. None other than the culinary queen, Kishwar Chaudhary, who took the Desi South Asian recipes to a global show. Kishwar, a hearty and a very warm welcome to SBS Audio.
Thanks, Sumit. That was such a lovely introduction. Thank you very much.
How it all started, Kishwar, like how you actually started to cook like a pro and how this journey to MasterChef commenced?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't realize I was cooking like a pro. My journey with food began before I even remember. So when we were very young in the kitchen, my mother, my father, my grandmother who lived with us, and just the community at large was always centered around food. Our household was very centered around food. So, and I see that now with my children. They were probably only 2 years old when they started rolling burratas and peeling carrots. And so all of our very, very early childhood memories were centered around the heart of the home, which is our kitchen.
It's in the genes, I would say then.
It's in the genes. And yeah, I think Bengalis love to eat and love to cook. So it was a very big introduction into what I was going to do next.
Super. Kishwar, Diwali is on the way and it's the biggest festival celebrated by South Asian community on a very large scale in Australia. How's your experience about Diwali? Like, how do you think the second generation Australian population experience Diwali in Australia?
Yeah, I think Diwali has grown so much since in Australia since I was growing up. I was born and brought up here, so for us the festivals were really about community gatherings and coming together to celebrate. And it was about food and the festivities and all the different rituals. And what happens when you're growing up in a diaspora is that you sort of delve into lots of different cultures. You're exposed to lots of different cultures. Mm-hmm. I have my memories include celebrating Navratra, and Garba was such a huge part of what I love to do and look forward to. And then, of course, the Diwali celebrations itself with the fireworks. To us at that time, they seemed like massive display of fireworks, but they're probably nothing compared to the tens of thousands of people who gather now, and I guess just how big the celebrations now are in Australia. But also just Durga Puja, Lakshmi Puja, nothing was catered. We cooked everything together as a community. All those little things really embedded the festival season, and how just beautiful and honest and simple, but really exciting this time of year was for us growing up. Yeah, it's come such a long way, and it's so wonderful to see how central Diwali has become and is becoming in mainstream Australian culture as well. And that is just so positive. So it just really shows strength in the community and numbers and embracing everyone in this celebration.
On that note, Kishwar, you are also doing an exciting four-part series with SBS on Diwali celebrations. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is such a huge reflection of my experiences of Diwali growing up, and I think that's where the inspiration came from. Initially, it was to share Diwali recipes, but I felt that the way we celebrate Diwali in Australia amongst different communities is such an interesting story to tell. And in this four-part series, we've sort of gone into different communities and different aspects of Diwali, and how Australian South Asians are celebrating, but how it's grown during the years. To me, that was the most, I guess, poignant story to come out of this four-part series. And while we were filming and shooting and interviewing, I learned so much more about this, and I learned about things that I never expected. We have an episode dropping very soon, which I'm so excited to share, and it talks about the mitai. So we have a beautiful mitai, like makes traditional Indian sweets, And how that's sort of grown to become accessible all across Australia and New Zealand, and just seeing the regional Indian sweets from all the way from the south to the north, the Punjabi sweets, and going through all of the different type variants of sweets, and then of course the Bengali sweets as well, and how it's gone from something I guess we considered we do at home to things that we buy in our Indian sweet shops to this huge industry. And I think that's an exciting story to tell. The other thing that we're doing in this four-part series is sharing four of my very sort of my favorite festive recipes. One of them is how I entertain with a Diwali grazing board. So I'm excited to share those very easy to follow but fun recipes as well that really sort of bring into light the spirit of Diwali.
I'm sure, Kishwar, your dish is definitely gonna take us to different parts of the South Asian communities here. And would you like to share some of the future plans of yours as a culinary artist here in Australia?
My next, very next future plan is I'm heading off to Delhi on Saturday morning with Visit Victoria and Qantas, and we're doing sort of like a masterclasses and lunches featuring Victoria. So that's another menu that's very close to my heart because I love working in that crossover India-Australia culinary space. Another project that I'm really, really excited for is at the end of this year, I'll be partnering with the Australia-India Institute, and I'll be the chef for their gala dinner, which really, again, brings Australia and India together on a plate. And that's really where I've found my culinary footing. And I love creating those dishes and sharing in the mainstream stories of where Australia and South India meets, especially in fine dining spaces. This one's going to be at the National Gallery of Victoria. So it's exciting to be able to be an Australian chef with South Asian heritage and to be doing this work and to be sharing this cuisine. It's kind of always been, you know, the dream, and I get to live it now.
That's huge, Kishwar. We wish you the very best for your future ventures. And lastly, what do you want to tell the wider Australian community about Diwali? Any message about Diwali?
Yeah, Diwali is really about bringing light into your home, bringing light into your life, just exactly what we are as multicultural Australia. It's about embracing different festivities and different cultures through the festivities. So just the way my family loves and celebrates and embraces Christmas and is excited about Christmas, and we put up a tree and we really love the rituals around Christmas, I think that's where Diwali can be celebrated and understood, that the spirit of Diwali is really filling, you know, like it's about cleansing and home cleaning and getting out all the darkness from the corners of your home and bringing in a new year full of light. So that's something I'd like to share with the Australian community, and I hope they feel that and see that through the four-part series that we've created for SBS this year.
Definitely, Kishwar, we are looking forward to your recipes, and thank you for your time today. A very happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to you too.
You're with SBS Radio.